I feel you, Adam. I feel you. I also know that that is That's not all. An argument that you're ever going to win.
Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
So, welcome, everybody. Don't we usually start this with just, like, random, witty banter?
I mean,
why am I out here on a limb?
I'm not giving...
Alone.
We're just trying to see engaging you are. And it turns out, maybe you're not.
We know that I'm not. We don't. How many years
maybe
has it
you're
been?
Not.
Do we have questions?
I guess. I don't know.
So, apparently we do this monthly now.
That's what it looks like. They don't show up. We're just here waiting.
We've been waiting every week.
I'm out here selling coffee.
Dale,
come on. He's like, I'm out here on the road.
I know. He just keeps ditching us.
Yeah.
On the road again.
He thinks he's too late now.
I asked Adam when the next time we were going to podcast was, and he gave me a date that was like a week before.
Yeah, I mean, I put it on the schedule. I put it on the calendar. I don't know, man.
What calendar?
I don't remember getting it.
My own personal calendar. I keep track of my dates. You know that?
You didn't look at his personal calendar?
No.
So probably.
What happened was that Gino was like, no, we're not doing it that day because blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, whatever.
Man. No, you said, I put it on there and I was like, that was for real? Like, did we agree to that?
I don't remember even talking about it.
Because we usually have like a recurring podcast date on our calendar.
Yeah, and I changed
which
it.
Which was like from years ago. And
I changed it. I'm the only one that keeps it updated,
nobody
apparently.
Nobody pays attention to that.
Whatever.
That's just placeholder.
We're here. We're doing the show.
We are. It's been a month.
And then we'll do one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Naturally.
We'll do one every day.
One every day for a month, and then...
Fun fact. My daughter put a Yahtzee chip, like one of the yellow ones that come with a Yahtzee chip. She
Yahtzee.
Put it in the PlayStation
Yahtzee.
4. Yeah. So far it's cost me $9.79 because I had to buy some Torque screws.
Just one other way that Yahtzee has ruined your life.
Yeah. Yahtzee's fake.
Just a reminder. You can't cut it.
It's like playing dice. You know
can't
what I mean?
Cut it
just,
at the yachts.
But without like betting on it, it just like whoever gets a six wins and you just roll it and they're like, I win, I got a six.
And I'm like, I got the six again.
Yeah. It's whatever. You can't practice. There's no skill involved. It's literally
there is chance. No skill.
Yeah.
It is a dumb at this dumb. So when
you just
we were
go like this.
You just do yeah, you just get this.
You just go like this.
Yeah, you just practice jerking it.
When I was young, I remember they had a travel version of Yahtzee and it was the six dice in like this plastic column where the dice were like kind of sticking out and you like just ran your hand over it. That was how you like made them like
that,
you know, like it was like rolling the dice. You just ran your hand over it and then you stopped and then whatever you got that you wanted you like popped it into place so it couldn't move and then you ran your hand over the rest of them. It was
I feel like
that
there's
was
a reason I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I don't know who wants to play travel Yahtzee. I say this like having been one of the kids that was like excited about getting travel games. Like, cool, we could play it on car trips.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the thing is that car trips are never that long for you to get in a whole game of Yahtzee. You know, you're not.
They weren't 73 hours long.
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna send y'all a picture of this. I just found it.
Sweet.
Wow.
I think I remember a travel size version of Sorry.
Yeah.
I remember it being very cute.
Yeah, see, like, I think we had, like, a travel chess set or a travel checkers or something like that.
Nerds.
And we it was not really we wanted to play in the car ride, like, on the way to church or something like that. God, we're so lame. But it was more like, it's an Etsy thing. But it was more like we wanted to to do it just because we had the ability. Like, oh man, we can play travel, whatever. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Were they magnetic?
Travel yeah. size everything.
Is yeah. Awesome. Then you're like, all right, this is not really great. Yeah, this is.
Isn't it weird how doing things that you normally like to do suck when you're like confined to a place where you have no choice but to do that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just old version of the games. Ace. Look at that old Yahtzee one. I think what's funny about the like these games is that like Target has gone through, I think, faster than this, like, the normal cycle would be. They've just gone through everything so quick. Where they're like, here's the modern version. Here's an updated version. Here's a classic version. Here's a wooden version. Here's a metallic version. Here, and they're just
antique wood.
Yeah, it's like all in a week, and it makes me not want to buy anything.
It's been a few years, really.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It just feels so quick. I'm getting old.
That's your life flashing before your eyes. I'm getting
old. Yeah, yeah. Life does go by faster now.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Good news. It ends. And we won't have to deal with it anymore. so what are you drinking? Fat Tire?
Back to the Basics.
Aww.
Dang. I remember back when he was in his 20s and he was drinking Fat Tire.
Yeah.
He called it Fat Tar. That's what he said.
That's Sweetwater, man. That was my go-to beer when we go hang out at Sweetwater.
I remember my first taste of Fat Tire. It was disgusting.
It tastes like a Fat Tire. Is what you
it tastes like flowers. I was like, who drinks this? I've changed. Yeah.
That's good. It's good that you've changed.
Ruined my life.
Did you guys see today that Donald Trump can't sing God Bless America?
I try not to see.
I don't. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Ignore
it. I don't know the words to God Bless America.
That's why you don't bother mouthing it. Like, mm-hmm. everybody knows that. If you don't know the words of the song, don't mouth them so you don't look like Oprah. Because at some point, you're either going to get caught making up things or stopping. And obviously, we're like, oh, you forgot. You didn't know that line.
I know the words to that.
I thought it was all God Bless Iberica. Is that not it?
Yeah.
No.
Something like that.
Yeah, well, I think there's like a part in the night. I don't know what that is. I'm not a choir singer. You know what I mean? There's very few occasions where I need to know the lyrics of God Bless America.
Yeah.
It's whatever. But I guess if you're going to invite everybody and say, hey, come out and sing it out in the front lawn, you probably should know
Maybe have the lyrics nearby.
Stand beside her and guide her.
Through the night and something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really blame the dude because...
It's cold, you should put on a glove. Something like that.
It's real cold out.
Was somebody else singing it, and he was just, like, mouthing along?
Yeah, it was, like, the military choir or whatever.
I mean, I could definitely sing it if somebody else was, like, prompting the words for me.
Yeah, you just, like, hang back a second, and then you're like, okay, yeah, I know.
Well, see, if you mumble, that's what you can't. You can't vary your mouthing of it. You can't be, like, full out, like, God bless America. You can't do that. You'd be so when it gets to the part you don't know, you're just, they can't really tell. They're like, I think.
That's when you rub your nose.
Yeah.
Or you kind of cough over your shoulder, like, oh, I had to look that way real quick. He did
a head nod, like, Presidents, they're just like us.
And also eat. So what else have y'all been up to in the last month?
I tried to turn an alt-righter into socialism.
How'd that go?
I don't know. I don't think he bought it.
Was he sober?
No, he wasn't sober.
Okay.
But he just spent a lot of time spouting off some like alt-right adjacent thoughts, you know what I mean? And I was he was doing a lot of talking. I was just trying to finish my beer. This all got started because he had the gall to declare Drew Brees as the greatest quarterback ever, and I was like, what?
The start of I chuckled aloud.
And he was like, seriously, like the most talented? And I was like, well, I mean, Surely you mean Dan Marino, right? And that's how I got started. That's all I've been
doing. He was in Ace Ventura.
What, me talking to this guy?
Yeah.
Yes. No, that was just last night after my rec league weeks. Soccer game.
I found an indoor league to play in around Laurel.
Ooh. Football.
It's all Adams people.
What? What does that mean?
Tall?
Yeah.
Married?
Del's been in Mississippi too much. The other time, he's like, I don't know, man.
Did you have to tell them that you were friends with one of their kind?
Yeah, I was like, I know, I hang out with people like you.
And they're like, oh god, they rolled their eyes again. This fucking guy.
I'm just keeping the spirit of Brad alive in this.
You're doing a good job. You're doing
thanks.
Really, yeah.
Really well.
What have I done?
Wait, sir, are you playing in the indoor league, or you just found
well,
it?
Well. One of my managers plays, and he's telling me about it, and I would like to play, but it's on Saturday nights, and I have a lot of gigs on Saturday nights. So, So my month has consisted of running a business and going and playing gigs.
Man, you know, it was 8 years ago that I told Dells, like, we need to play soccer because I want to get into it. Every weekend, Saturday, we need to meet up and watch soccer because I want to get into it. I did that. I completed that task.
So you're the one who's winning right now?
Yeah, like Dell, like, I mean, it was at the time
Dell's losing.
Like, if you Google right now, you Google like two of the most highlighted plays of Ronaldinho's career. One was against Chievo, where he just did the guy in like three times, and another one, I forget who it was, but it was when he played for Milan, and he kicked it with a Rabona. And Dell was there. He was watching it with me that time, right? He was there. Those are the only 2 weeks that Dell cared about soccer.
I feel like you have a way of kicking people out of playing soccer so you could say you're winning.
Maybe.
You forced Dell.
No,
you forced Dell to move away.
There was two parts of it.
You keep knocking me up so I can't play.
Like I said, I don't know.
I feel like this is on
the jury's still out on that. We haven't had no DNA tests. I mean, sure, the kid looks like me, but that's incidental. So anyway, my point is that it's been 10 years, or about, it's been 8 years, last two World Cup cycles ago, that I decided, I was like, you know what, I'm going to get into this game, I'm going to follow it. And Dell's like, yeah, man, me too. And I won. 8 years later, I'm a fucking expert in this game, and, you know, Dell isn't.
Okay, pop quiz, Dell, do you know who's competing in the World Cup this year?
No, I know U.S. is not.
See, it's weird that he calls them U.S. I know U.S. is not. It's a weird way to say it. Who says it like that? He says it like
it's
a foreign.
Pronounced we.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know U.S.
like
is not playing. I know U.S. is not good this time.
Dude.
What?
So when Saturdays are literally my only day where I didn't have to do anything because I had to work all day on Sundays.
You're talking about right now. I'm just saying, like, over the course.
No, I'm talking about then.
Yeah, I'm talking about over the course.
I couldn't
of
get
these
up on Saturdays
8 years.
And watch soccer yeah. with you. I'm
Jeez,
sorry.
How many teams that's what I'm saying. Are in the freaking
World Cup? 32.
Yeah. Can you name all of them?
I probably can't name all 32. I can name a good chunk of them.
I can name a good chunk of them.
Just by guessing, right?
Well, I was going to guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly have not followed the World Cup lead up as closely as I have in previous times.
Let me see if each of you just five teams.
Like five teams.
Who are definitely in.
Oh. Argentina.
Dell no repeats.
Argentina, Uruguay.
What now? We Russia. Alternate then. He can't just jump on.
All right, go ahead, do them. Well, the first one runs out. Is that how we're doing it? Go, let's do it quick.
Okay.
Gotta do it, make
Spain,
it exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. I already said Argentina. You said Spain. I'll say Uruguay. Dell.
Germany.
Hold on. I don't see your... Oh, okay. Yeah, you're good. Germany. Yes. Okay.
Nigeria.
France.
Russia.
England.
Guessing he's like running out of the major ones. Portugal,
Italy.
See, he said that with a question mark on there, huh?
Wait,
Egypt,
pause. Italy.
I don't think Italy's in there.
I don't see Italy, but yeah. I don't see Russia either.
Russia's in there. Oh. Russia's the host country.
Oh, yeah, they're first.
Yeah, Italy. Is Egypt on there?
Yes,
because Egypt would be for the win.
Yeah, Egypt is in there.
Yeah,
they Mo Salah is a play everybody's excited about.
What y'all probably wouldn't say, what, Tunisia?
Tunisia, the African nations that Morocco. Are the other ones there. I'm like, God, I never remember those.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. I think, is Iran in there? Iran's playing, right?
Yeah, I didn't have a good joke for that, but yes. That's
right. They're playing.
South Africa?
South Africa did not make it, no.
Did they not make it?
No.
So yeah, man, but here's the thing. You have a lot more practice at watching sports on television. I've never watched sports on television.
Dang, he called you sedentary.
No, I mean, look, it's just a series of choices. Because, like, Dell watched, like, Sherlock, you know, live or whatever on BBC. And I wasn't watching that shit. I don't watch TV shows. Dell does,
Sherlock,
right?
Live, the musical.
And it's not so much that, it's not so much that I watched a lot of soccer. Because I don't really, like, on a given, I'll watch maybe one game. Usually a Barcelona game. But I keep up with it, is the difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll read about it.
Right.
I'll watch some highlights.
In your sedentary life.
Yeah, and then, like, you do and,
that,
and given,
I follow bands. Like, I follow music stuff.
Dell's busy being boring. A rock star.
Yeah. Again, it's boring. I'm just saying, like, over the course of 8 years, it's not like it's been a steady progression, but I won. I kicked Dell's ass. I just let it be known.
Okay,
Dell's like, yeah, man, I'm going to do it.
Winner of this episode.
He didn't fucking do shit. Whooped his ass.
By self-declaration.
We just named, like, Italian league teams. I got so many.
Yeah, no thanks. We're good.
Spezia.
I'm good.
We're good.
Milano, AC Roma.
Nobody calls them AC Roma, and it's Udinese, but yeah.
Fettuccine.
That's not one. No.
AC Milan. No.
Bolognese.
No, that's fine. Bologna is a... They're,
all right, sweet. Alfredo?
No, it's not one.
Linguini.
Nizia?
No, Linguini is not one. All right, so back to get us on track
Chianti.
Here. Chianti is not one.
Okay. What's next? What have I been doing over the last month? Thanks
getting
for
bigger.
Asking, guys. Yes, I have been growing. Thank you very much. I think I gained like a pound a week or something. I don't know. No, that sounds like too many. Maybe like a half a week. Something like that. Anyway,
I don't know what's normal. So, like, all those numbers you said, I was nodding, like, cool.
I think it's normal for, like, my height and weight to gain, like, 30 pounds over the course of the pregnancy. I think that's how much I gained last time.
Cool, man.
So that's what I'm doing, putting on weight.
Getting pregnant, getting bigger.
Just trying to get mentally prepared. Like, I'm in my third trimester now. I'm 29 weeks pregnant, so I have about 11 weeks to go, give or take. And I'm just, you know, I'm getting in the mental zone. That's what I'm, like, reading about birth and watching videos about birth and just trying to get, like, mentally ready for the action.
Like the final, like if you're in the final four.
Exactly.
Or if you're in the World Cup.
Exactly.
You gotta mentally prepare.
I'm watching the other team's tapes.
It's called the World Cup finals, but yeah.
Yeah.
What?
This upcoming tournament in 8 weeks is called the World Cup Finals.
Okay. But thanks, Brad.
Yeah, it's like I've watched some of these videos that she's watched where you see, like, ladies just giving birth, this head popping out, and you're just like, wow, there's a head right there.
Pretty crazy looking.
And they're, like, standing up or something like that, and they do, like, a self-hike, you know?
I feel like those...
touch football. They're like, and then they got the football there.
Yeah.
Except the football's a baby, and the baby's all slimy. You're like, what the hell?
I feel like those videos are maybe a little less beneficial to me than the ones where women just tell the story of how it went. Because I'm more like trying to mentally prepare for, you know, dealing with the whole
pain.
Process, the whole labor.
Yeah.
Watching videos where you're just like waiting and then you see like the ultimate stretch take place. It's just a little, it's scary. It's like,
the ultimate stretch.
Maybe I can't do that. I don't even want to know what that feels like. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But that's basically it. I'm prepping.
That's good. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, having had a kid once, I think all the other stuff is, it's not really there right now. You're not like, oh, it's going to be like when we have, because we have one, right? And it's running around and it's putting shit in PS4. You know, it's fucking shit up. And so you just, you kind of think about that. So like for me, the one of the things I think about, I'm like, oh, there's going to be another one, huh? Like, and I just look at other things that are there. I'm like, I wonder if.
But you have to think back to when our first one was in that stage.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's like so far past it now. It's like, yeah, it's almost hard to remember what it was like.
Yeah, except, I mean, you know, except you look at videos from like a year ago and I was like, wow, look at the developmental progress that's been made here. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible how quickly a kid goes from barely able to stand to sprinting around the room holding something that's yours. And you're like, what the fuck? Get up, get back. But the other part is that you don't know, right? Because our kid's not really a climber. They should try to climb a little bit. But other kids are just like, oh, that kid just climbing everything. You can't get him down from stuff. You don't know what kind of kid this next one's going to be. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying, I look around, I'm like, what is available to be messed with that this kid is not messing with that the next one might, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I think.
He'll see new opportunities.
All of that is encapsulated in the thought, oh, there's going to be another one, huh?
Yeah, I'm just, like I said, my eye is on the first hurdle is getting it out
that makes
of
sense.
My body.
That makes
sense. That's where my focus is right now.
I just got to be the plane catch it. Come on, baby. Bloop. Mm-hmm. Bloop.
Adam's going to be my doula.
Doulo.
Doulo.
You can do it. Come on. Don't, you're strong. Don't do that. You're a beautiful woman. You're designed to do this. You can do it.
No.
I think you should do it.
That's how I'm gonna do it. Yeah, so that's what's going on over here. It's not much, dude. I'm gonna tell you.
We've been gardening.
Yes.
Over the last,
oh, yeah? Sort of. Not the greatest. I mean, so we said this about
gardening
a year ago.
Sucks.
I was like, let me try to grow some grass in this tiny ass backyard that we got, this urban yard we have. We did, and in that time, I've learned a lot. And I also made a decision to switch. I switched to this kind of grass called Thunder Turf. It's like a mix of a bunch of native grasses that don't require a whole lot of water, right? So I switched to that. That hasn't grown yet.
Do
but
you think
I,
you're smart now?
Yeah. It doesn't require a whole lot of water. But in the time, I was like, let me try out some flowers. We tried some of that. Some daisies are growing pretty well for that for a while. And then I asked Gina if she wanted any like herbs. You want a fucking tomato or something like that? She's like, no, I don't want to do any of that. But then she's like, okay, maybe some parsley. Okay, maybe some mint. And then next thing you know, we have like five pots of whatever it is that she chose.
No tomatoes.
Yeah, no, she didn't choose tomatoes. Funny thing, though, is that like the cilantro, was it cilantro?
Yeah, it keeps dying.
This shit
don't
grow, man.
Well, it turns into coriander.
Like ground dried coriander, yeah, I would agree with that.
Right in front
of your eyes.
Once it gets hot enough to pass a certain heat threshold, it'll switch and it'll turn from the leaf. What are we talking about? Cilantro,
yeah,
and become like real tall and brittle and like not leafy, but like weedy looking, and that's the coriander. It's where you get the seeds from.
Yeah, it's not even doing that. They just die.
They just shriveled
dead.
Up. And,
and that was crazy too.
Too hot there.
It might be. I don't know. But it's like straight. Like we put them in the shade. You know, we did some things, right? You know, we kind of experimented. So we don't have.
I've never had good luck with cilantro. I don't like cilantro anyway. But
yeah, we don't have the greatest green thumb. And then you kind of. Every one of these plants you put out there, you have to read up on like what things can attack them, and if you have those in the area, like there were spider mites that were attacking the mint, and like, you look real close. I was like, why is this mint dying? Like mint A is
and then
dying.
They all have different watering needs.
Yeah, mint B isn't dying.
Gardening is stressful.
Yeah, you look at mint A and you see that there's a tiny little spider on it, and he's webbed it up. And I was like, so I gotta fucking rip all that shit up. But mint B over here, which I think is sweet mint.
Yeah.
And we got the other one is
spearmint.
Spearmint.
He likes the spearmint more than the sweet mint, but whatever. Yeah. And I saw like I tried to grow some more mint off a couple clippings, and one's growing. But I looked, and there was a fucking spider web again on the thing. I was like, God, this fucking spider!
And that outside is full of spiders.
Yeah. There's like eight different spiders in the backyard. So.
There's some organic spray stuff that you can spray on it like daily that'll keep a lot of it off.
Yeah.
What it is.
Del, are you growing anything?
I'm not, but it's on my mind.
What did you grow when you grew?
When I was in Texas, I grew. I'm not big into flowers. I was all growing like functional stuff, like food.
Flowers are good for the soul.
Yeah. Well, I grew like tomatoes and cucumbers, broccoli, mixed greens, spinach, bell pepper, not bell peppers, jalapenos, and. I did grow okra, I think, but it didn't grow. Maybe I got a little bit. There were things that didn't grow that well.
Cucumber sounds like it would take forever to grow.
How did you do like a raised bed? I can't remember.
Yeah, I did a raised bed, and I did intensive like mini gardening so that you don't do rows or anything. You grow it like everything as close together as possible, but far enough out that it can actually grow.
Yeah.
And so it starts to provide its own sort of shade, like across the ground to keep it from drying out. Then I put like marigold and some other plants that like keep pests away, like around the perimeter.
Yeah.
And I probably grew some herbs too, but yeah, I was moderately successful for first time out, I think, but it took. Like preparing the advantage of doing a raised bed is you can get the soil composition perfect for growing.
Yeah.
The disadvantage is that it is a lot of work to get the bed ready the very first time.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we didn't choose raised bed gardening. It was like, let's stick them in these pots and kind of keep them here and kind of control it a little bit.
Start small.
Yeah. I think the problem is that there's not enough room in these things, and we were trying to, you know, be economical with it.
I don't know.
Maybe I mean, so
it's
far,
just the weather. Just,
yeah, I mean, some of it's the weather, the situation in the backyard. Because
they're all heat stroked out.
Some of them are. I mean, like, well, you got rosemary back there. It's growing fine.
I mean, when did y'all start? It's a little late in the season to start.
No, we didn't start now. We started back spring, about March.
Yeah.
But even then, it's almost too late to start growing. What were the plants? Did you buy the plants already sprouted, or did you sprout them?
Yeah. No, we didn't. Okay. We got them at good planting season. But like, what's growing out there? The rosemary,
the basil's doing well.
Basil's doing great.
That's our second.
I've
basil
always
plant.
Done good with basil.
Yeah, basils are fucking hardy.
And then the, like you said, the Mediterranean ones, like the rosemary and oregano, and thyme. Those are doing well.
Yeah,
I think they like. The dryness, yeah, they can handle
the one
it.
Like we were gonna just try it. We tried some garlic, and that was growing fine. At least it was growing fine a little bit. I think what happened to it is that it just got some pests in there. Because I was like this, like one pot was dying. It was a pretty big pot, and so I dumped it all out, and then I saw like a bunch of there was a bunch of bugs in there, and they were just eating the garlic. And I was like, okay, well, no wonder it was all dying. They were fucking eating the shit.
Yeah.
So that was the deal there.
That's another advantage of doing a raised bed is you create sort of like a fresh start where there's not like
existing
pests and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I actually went. I remember this now. I forgot, but I went and got ladybugs. I bought like a colony of ladybugs. To put there because they keep a lot of pests like those.
Do they not eat the leaves?
Away. They do eat a little bit, but it's not like they don't destroy not the bad. Plants the way that the way the other stuff will.
But also, ladybugs are freaky, so I don't think that's gonna work for me.
Yeah,
I hate them.
I think we're just in a weird spot here because
you're not in a great growing zone.
No. Not only that, like in San Antonio, but within San Antonio, we're in a strange spot where it's kind of moist. It's moist enough that there's like a lot of fucking bugs in this particular area. But if you go like up three streets, it's not. It's like super dry, whatever. But we're like right near the wet zone where there's like a lot of
mosquitoes
Like, goddamn, it's like fucking jungle right here. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And like, it's because there's like all these vines right here on the neighbor's stuff there. So you get other kinds of bugs that grow underneath the little canopy that it creates.
Right.
So So that's what's up there. I mean, you know, we're working it out. I think we're going to expand a little bit past the herbs, which are relatively easy, right? I want to grow some like more significant things, but we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I think talking about our garden reminded me. I don't think we talked about this last month, but watching Naked and Afraid and how we realized we probably couldn't survive in our backyard.
Yeah. Well, number one, have you seen that show?
I know of it, but
haven't watched it.
So all they do, they get them, they're naked, they give them like a tool, right? They're like, all right, bring a knife or whatever. But they stick them in like super harsh environments where nobody is. Like, right. It's not easy to do anything there anyway. And so then they got to try to survive. Like, they were, the one was
like,
in like
21 days or something.
Yeah, like in
that.
The deserts of Brazil. And there was just like a hell of a lot of mosquitoes. And it was awful. You know what I mean? It was pretty terrible for them. And they were trying to boil water, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a bunch of crazy shit. And like the one they was like a, they stuck them in a jungle after a hurricane went, so there was no tree canopy. One guy got sick, you know, he almost got dengue fever or something. Yeah. It was just, you know, I mean, like, it's a little whatever. But the bug thing is kind of annoying. Like, the guy that was getting eaten by mosquitoes all night, and he just,
yeah, see, that's, I would leave immediately if it was a mosquito sort of situation.
Yeah.
Because I get mosquitoes.
They like you?
If we were in a group, yeah, they would all bite me, yeah. And I couldn't deal with that, and I would be like, I'm not, that's some bull crap, man. That's not really even dealing with
nature.
The environment, really, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that, like, it's like if they dropped you in the city, and you're like, all right, you got to find your way out, but then they actually put you in the sewer. You're like, yeah, this is a city, but this is, like, the toughest place to get out of, right? I mean, I guess. You got to watch the show. It's at least entertaining. I mean, it's all about the human interaction when somebody just, like, I'm so tough, you know, I'm a military mom, and I just know what it's like, and then they're there, like, I can't take this. This sucks. Right. And then they just quit, or they just completely throw their partner under the bus. That's the funny part.
Yeah.
Not necessarily their survival, whatever. Yeah. Some of it's kind of cool. They're like, oh, look, I built a shelter out of
But basically, trees. I realized I like inside. I mean, I suspect it.
I
want to
be inside.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
Well, yeah, go to tomatoes, because I think tomatoes are fairly straightforward. I had jalapenos are pretty good, and they grow pretty well in drier environments.
Yeah,
obviously, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's fun. It's fun to go out and grab your jalapenos that you're going to use for cooking or whatever off.
Yeah, that's what I wanted from my freaking cilantro, and it just won't live.
We might have to grow that, like, change the growing environment. Like, move it inside or move it in a cooler or whatever. Like, give it, like, a greenhouse or some shit.
Give it a bed.
Even when I was getting it to grow, it would turn to seed. It would go to seed so fast, I never got to use it. Like, maybe a couple of days or a week, and then it was gone. But the basil, I could just go out and get handfuls.
Yeah.
And the next day, it would be grown back and it would be bigger, you know, I could get handfuls again, so...
Yeah, the basil and the mint. The mint's growing really well. It was like I said, one was struggling, and I didn't know what it was. I was like, is it, am I watering it too much? Am I not giving it, is it not the right soil mixture? What's the deal here? Well, it turns out it was just the spider mites, like I said. Like, once I got rid of those and I cut it back, it's growing great now. Like, it's getting all green and whatever. And then the original one that was growing pretty well, that one's getting pretty gigantic now. So that's good.
Awesome.
Gardening time on the Deranged Penguin Podcast.
Mint will take over your entire yard in existence if you let it.
Yeah, it's ground cover.
Almost like a weed, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
That's
like,
what you
see,
want right out of
it. I was trying to...
I'm going to cover everything with mint.
I was like, that wouldn't be a bad thing. It would smell nice.
It would smell nice. But you can't grow anything. Don't grow... Keep your mint away from everything else you're trying to grow.
Oh, yeah. That's what a lot of people recommend, that you put... You bury a pot and then put your mint in there. So if you want to have it in the ground, it can't grow past the pot. Also got lavender out there.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, it's not sweet. It smells like lavender, but yes.
Lavender, yeah, sweetness.
I don't know. So have you enjoyed the lavender, Gina? I know you hate lavender.
Have I enjoyed it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's inoffensive. I don't really smell it at all. It's just kind of there.
I can. Like, so, if I stand there and I lean, I'm like, oh, I can smell the lavender.
Do you like lavender, Adam?
He's sensitive to smells. Yes. Yeah. He does.
I love lavender.
It's a man thing, right?
It is a male thing, yeah. Men like lavender for whatever reason.
Men. We're men in tights. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is. What do women like? The smell of.
Men who don't like lavender? I don't know. I don't know if there's a scent that's particularly, like, attractive to females.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I got, like, the English lavender. So it grows a little differently than some of the other ones. There's, like, 5-6 types of lavender out there.
There's French lavender.
Yeah, and then there's a Spanish one. I think they call it the Mediterranean one. But, yeah, I got the English kind, which, I mean, it's grown pretty decently. It's fine. It's super hot out there. I was wondering how it was going to do in the 105 degree heat that was out here the other day, but you know, it's there, living its life, doing this lavender type deal. It is a silly little high you get going out there and being like, oh cool, look plants growing.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. Good feeling.
But I mean, you probably don't have time to grow it. Could you? I don't know, I guess there's nothing you could use that you could use in your kitchen there.
Yeah, well, that's my goal. So once I can get everything done, my plan is not to have to be like working in the store on the floor, you know, like on the floor. Like, I think I can do other things like on the outside perimeter of the business to expand it and make it grow. And one of the things I would like to invest my time in is starting to grow tomatoes. And if I can figure out a way to grow like spinach or mixed greens year round here in Mississippi, I want to start growing that, like use part of my parents' property and start a garden and do that and bring that daily over to the restaurant.
I forget the guy's name, but I had looked it up when I was originally kind of looking into some of this stuff. But there's a guy that's been doing urban gardening for a while, and like he'll rent out property. He'll go like it's like literally like suburban stuff. He'll go to the neighbors and say, hey, I want to rent out your backyard, and I want to grow crops back there. And he'll grow like he says there's like 5 different kinds of things. It's basically because it's very economical for him to do it that way, because they get a lot of return. Like they don't take all summer to grow. You know what I mean? They grow pretty quickly, like a month or two, and you can harvest them and sell them pretty quick. But yeah, he'll just buy out the backyard. He'll deliver them a bushel of vegetables, basically, that he grew. And that's part of their deal. And then he pays the taxes on whatever the cost is. But yeah, that's his gig. He'll rent out properties, people's backyards, and then grow.
Yeah,
I think
that's
it's super. I think the question I have is like, how does he manage to do that? I guess he tills up the whole ground and then puts in his own soil, I guess. But because I know there's safety considerations, especially if there ever have been pets there. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't want to put in any like food grown for humans where dogs have taken a shit, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that he does account for that somehow. I don't know. I would love, it would take a lot of investment in the infrastructure of the building, but to convert the roof into a rooftop garden, I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
To do. It's actually pretty economical after you make the investment to switch it over, like it is energy saving and stuff. But Elon Musk's brother actually has a business that is based in Brooklyn or somewhere like that, that's like teaches you how to do like hydroponic gardening in like shipping containers.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen some of that there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty intriguing to me.
Yeah, I think like one of my like the reasons I want to get into it. We always kind of wanted to. And I think the situation where we were in like the various apartment places we were in kind of limited us, cuz you really got to look at your sunlight. And we were not getting the greatest sunlight at like the last place we lived, so it was not ideal. I mean, we had the little balcony there, but it was like mostly in shadow and shade the whole time. So it limits what you can grow there. But yeah, like the, I think the deal is that, especially like, you know, you hear like the urban gardening like resurgence and whatever, but a lot of places like in Los Angeles or in especially along the coast and whatever, those are some of the most fertile areas of the nation, and people, yeah, you know, they're not growing, they're growing grass. The number one crop grown is grass, right? And I was reading something else about how we don't even let the grass grow. It's like adolescent grass the whole time because you don't ever let it go to seed. You always keep it at whatever, and it's this perpetual hog. We don't even do things like let clovers grow in it anymore, which used to provide fertilizer. We're like, now we got chemical fertilizer, so we toss that on there, cut the clovers. Right. So you have this monoculture plant there, and it's bad. It's just bad for everything. And we don't use it. We don't do anything with it. Like, we just like to look at it.
Right.
And I think eventually I'd like to get to the point where, like, my backyard, my front yard is usable, like, useful, like, productive. Like
in, yeah. And, like, its own ecosystem.
Yeah. I mean, and that's healthy for everyone and everything. Right. And, you know, I think that's the way to go. And I think you got to start somewhere. And I'm starting at the garden, trying to get mint to grow. And, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'd rather have a mint backyard than just, what, St. Augustine grass? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, I mean,
yeah. And you're right. It's like you put in these artificial things that aren't meant to grow there, and then you add chemicals and science to it to force it to grow there.
Yeah.
And that just strips the land of all the nutrients and all the fertility that it has. But it's crazy, man. Like, Arizona has some of the most fertile ground I've ever seen. You put anything in the ground and give it enough water, it just needs water. If you can find the water to put on it, anything will grow like insane there.
I think did we talk about this last time about how like the whole middle America where all this stuff grows pretty well was just the bottom of the sea, right?
Yeah.
Bottom of the,
I think we may have
the ancient sea, and it's basically everything just kind of died, left its nutrients there, and now we're like, oh look, everything's growing. It's like, well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to when I said monoculture. Yeah, you're talking about like nothing grows there. There's no like rotation of any of the stuff because you just have the grass that only takes certain nutrients, only leaves out certain other ones. And like, you're killing all the bugs. You're killing everything that could possibly be there to complement any of it. And that's bad.
That's what we want, right?
Yeah, it ends up being what we want, but
outdoor carpet.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at this thing. It's like buffalo grass. Like, you can kind of trample it. It doesn't take a whole lot of water. It's like, think about it. There's a lot of grass growing. All these wild buffalo were walking around eating on it. This whole herd stomping on it, and it was there. It was surviving. That's the kind of grass that's natural to your region. Grow it, and that's why I put it down. So we'll see how it grows. I'd have let the other stuff die, though. It's pretty easy because it's so fucking hot.
Yeah, I think it's done.
Yeah, you just don't water it for a day and everything's dead.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's like the dad joke. I feel like a dad now.
You guys start doing your grass and then you got to get in the garden.
So what's going on in your shop?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. So I think that would be a cool point to get to where you can just kind of grow. Not, like, I don't know, what is a good target? Like 10% of your own food?
I don't 15, know.
25%?
If y'all want to look at, if y'all want a book to like, if you really are interested in like starting to grow your own food, you can look at, it's called Mini Gardening on a Quarter Acre or something like that is the name of the book. And it tells you exactly, like, for a family of three, if you want to grow all your own vegetables for the entire year, this is how many beds you need.
Yeah.
And they're all 4x8 beds. And it was really cool. It's not a lot. It's like four beds or six beds would have fed me alone.
Yeah.
Everything for the entire year.
Yeah. I think I'd like to get to the point. Like, I definitely, when the dogs croak, right? When the dogs are gone, then I like to get to the point where we can put down some stuff in the backyards or whatever. We really got to get it all tested and see what's up. But we'll see. It's in the future. Right now, we got to get the shit to grow out the pots. You know, and then once then
that's not working.
That was step one. Like, let's get the pot. Well, I mean, you know, we figured it was going to be some hits or misses. And then, you know, then you move on to some of the bigger, more tougher things.
I think if you do decide to like do raised bed and spend the time like cultivating and preparing the bed and getting it all balanced nutrient wise before you start, that you'll find that it's easy to grow things, and it's easy to if you're thoughtful about how you rotate things in there, it's easy to maintain the balance.
Yeah.
So I think it's even easier than buying just like the potting soil, you know, that they mix that they sell, you know.
So how'd you do that? Did you just like you just bought certain combinations of soil and then or like some fertilizer and some
So I bought a bunch of topsoil and then dug down about 6 to 12 inches, and that took a whole day of just freaking digging, man.
Yeah.
And then you put the topsoil in, you mix it in, and then I did the soil test, and then I did all like organic stuff. So like blood meal and phosphorus, and I can't remember what the other thing is. Whatever I needed to add, I would add it. I started this like a month or two before I planned to start growing any, putting anything in there, because you have to put it in there, then you have to like let it sit for like a few days to absorb and mix in, and then you retest it, and then once I got everything right, then I started putting I started everything from seed inside. I actually started with a little hydroponic system inside with growing lamps and stuff, and then after they started sprouting, I moved them outside.
I think that's the way to do it. I share that video because I think the guy, he just like posts all his videos, right? And you can see the progression of his business, where he started in his backyard growing whatever, and then now he's like adding to it, and they bought like a shop, and they have like an indoor thing, and they're building this, and they got these tents so they can extend the growing season by, you know, 3 months or whatever your case is.
Yep.
I think that's super serious, and I mean, he's doing it commercially so that way he can, you know, make a living, so he can make money and not necessarily be self-sustaining. But I think self-sustainable, like our sustainable gardening is within reach of everybody, right? I mean, at least it should be. I think it should be a goal. You should at least have like a fruit-bearing tree in your backyard, like native to your region or something like that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I agree. You just got to eat a whole lot of that fruit.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is like you are a little bit at the mercy of what grows during these times of the year. And that's sometimes there are parts of the year where there's only this one thing grows during that time. Yeah. So you got to be willing to eat a lot of that. Or then the option is to like do something like put a shipping container in where you can like create an artificial environment and do hydroponic. Yeah. So you can keep lettuce from May through September, you know, you can still grow your lettuce and have salad and stuff.
And
that's what I'm saying, is that like I think the easier things are the things that naturally grow there without a whole lot of work and effort. And if you can kind of get that, and you're like, hey, I can maintain the healthy tree that grows pretty easily in the backyard, then you know that you're ready to move on to the things that require effort and thought and like actual care. It's like a hobby, and it's not something you just, oh, I got to remember to water the tree or whatever. You know what I mean, like now you gotta take extra steps. So I think that's a good first step there.
I think she agrees.
Yeah, our guest.
So that's it. We're coming up on an hour. What else do we have to talk about, Gina, before we wrap the
show up? Well, I think we talked about gardening a little more longer than I anticipated.
That's what we're excited about. So you know we're old.
Yeah, I think the only...
Oh man, we got
it. When I saw that on the list of topics today, I was like, yes.
I mean, that could be good. What do you guys have planned over the next month until we speak again?
We're not going to wait a month to do it. It's going to be 2 weeks. That's the plan.
I'm committed. Just actually tell me what the date is so I can put it on.
Yeah, put it on everyone's calendar, Adam.
Don't just put it on your calendar.
Not your private calendar. Dang. Let us in on the plan.
All right. Well, we'll post it, our to-be-announced scheduled date.
So we'll be planning to go. That'll be the the week after Father's Day.
Sweet.
Is anybody doing anything for the fathers in their lives?
I don't know. Like honestly, I think my dad is not the greatest gift giver in this world, right? Like, he'll give kind of the same gift.
Therefore, he will receive a horrible gift?
Well, it's more like that I know that he probably doesn't care too much. Like he appreciates it, but he doesn't care if I've given him something that I've given him before. So, like, my dad likes pins, and I know he likes pins, so I get him a new pin. But I know that I just know that it's like birthday, Father's Day, and they're like equidistant. So I know not to give him a pin. I just got to remember when's the last time I gave him a pin, you know? So I'm like, I gave him a pin for his birthday, so for Father's Day, you know, he likes this other thing, right, whatever. And so then I give him a pin the next time, you know, I just rotate it. It's like crop rotation, just gift rotation.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you get your dad usually?
Nothing.
Do you guys go do anything together, or is it just
we usually have like a bunch and stuff. He usually like will be like, I want to cook out some fancy prime rib or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
And Adam, are you expecting anything from your child?
No, she's 2 years old. She can't give me nothing. That's fine.
Good. Good
I
to
don't,
know.
I don't have
nothing to offer him. Nothing to offer.
No. She could maybe give me a high five. That's about it. I don't really need anything. I don't need anything.
Sounds good.
I tried to apply that same thing to Mother's Day, but Gina doesn't really get it. She expects, I don't know, like, I was like, kid, what are you going to get for your mom? She's like, huh? I was like, exactly. Exactly. And everyone's like, oh, what did you give her? She's the mother of your kid. I'm like, she's not my mom.
She doesn't care.
She's not my mom.
You guys.
I feel you, Adam. I feel you. I also know that is not an argument that you're ever going to win.
I don't know. I'm going to win it.
Like, I don't need to be given anything. I don't expect gifts, but just, you know, just like some happy Mother's Day, some recognition to the mother of your children.
No, nah, man.
None of it.
Mother's Day was founded as a day for mothers
bed, guys. I know it.
To
aware.
Go out and like do charity
this.
Or something like that. They all need to go out and do something is what it is, you know? The lady that campaigned for Mother's Day, the daughter of that chick, she, at the end of her life, was against it, and it's a rampant commercialism.
I remember, I think you've told this story before.
Yes, I have.
I feel like...
Probably.
Yeah, I have.
So you hate women, and this is how you express this, by railing against Mother's Day.
Yes.
Look,
one of the sweetest days in the universe.
I mean, like, you know, I bought my mom breakfast or whatever, but, you know, like, that's my mom.
Honestly, I didn't get my mom anything from
Mother's
Day.
So, Del, you can go ask all your new Adam-like friends if they feel the same way.
Right. Excuse me, Mexicans. Como se dice Mother's Day? Ladies and gentlemen, what podcast is this?
The Deranged Penguin Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. Thanks for listening.
You're
goodbye.
Welcome.